Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM, and to my right,
it's Mark playing Artemis Quinfig, Rogue.
Neil playing Jarwin Triot, the real Jarwin that we're trying to remember to
is he do standing correctly. Up?
Human Bard is standing up currently. He's no longer tied up and gagged.
Will playing Nath Vendekar, ready for ambush.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown, wish I had something witty to say.
Curtis playing Ronin, what the fuck is going on?
And Peter playing Meta.
Yay! Yay!
Five in a row!
You're doing great, kid.
And my miss lasts another like 49 rounds, so enjoy!
Nice.
Oh, Pete, gosh. We excuse you for the next episode.
And it was Meta's turn, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we're not going to bullshit first?
Oh, we absolutely can. I was just reminding that it was Meta's turn.
We're going to do that. Relax,
hey,
man.
It was just to remember.
You're always in a hurry.
Oh, I'm that.
What's up with that?
Goofy.
Dude, just getting here today. You made me all anxious.
Hey, motherfucker. It was like 1:30. Like, we're still at the house. We were supposed to be there. Time to move, motherfucker.
He's been like 10 episodes without combat. He's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready to punch stuff.
That's why he walked in with an erection.
Oh!
Whoa.
Well, he was tied to a pole.
TMI. Keep your pants on.
I told you we should have brought the little bit of fluff.
Isn't that called a donkey punch?
I don't think so.
No, a donkey punch is something very different.
Yeah. Okay. Very, very different.
You can Google that if you're over 18.
And while you're at it, look up strawberry yogurt.
And flesh tree.
No, thank you.
And rusty trombone.
And the angry dragon.
Dirty Sanchez.
Blue waffles.
Cleveland steamer.
Poor Ronan will never, ever.
German gas mask.
Ever.
what exactly
nuances.
Is
the
Jersey
Dutch oven?
What's the Jersey meat hook?
The double Dutch rudder. Going skiing.
Dirty Sanchez.
Alrighty.
I'm still working on I haven't even got the handy thing figured out. You guys are bearing. God.
Ronan is doomed. He's never going to get the nuances of human reproduction.
Which is fine with me. Stop trying to watch us.
He'll never make it off the island anyway.
He's going to be our sacrifice to Gazra so we can have some smooth sailing.
I do got to wonder at this point. You know, this is episode 31. Are you guys feeling like you're on Gilligan's Island yet?
Yes.
No.
Not quite yet. There's not enough women.
Only if there's...
No scientist
well,
either.
You got Ginger, just a guy that. But where's Marianne, right?
Yeah.
Only if there's there. Lots of Gilligans on Gilligan's Island.
Tam is clearly the skipper.
Is there a nearsighted Tien sailor somewhere?
Tien sailor?
Yeah, you know, it's like the Japanese sailor.
Yes. Oh, right. I remember
the old
that
Gilligan's
one now.
Island.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We do have a snake cloaca studier, but I don't think that's really a scientist.
He's the professor, whoever that was.
Yeah.
Was that Nath?
Nath.
Yeah.
If you write
not
it down, it's science.
Oh, okay. So write it down, Nath.
I think he has, maybe. Yeah.
Is it written?
Not writing things down.
Oh, okay.
So,
probably
according
can't
to Mythbusters,
find the ink and paper.
That's just fooling around.
Yep. That was a great show, by the way, the first set of it, anyways. I haven't seen the second at all. You know there's a new one, right?
Yeah, I just don't care.
Yeah.
So how about that missed?
How many rounds?
48.
49.
Sorry.
Okay. And it's 1 minute per level. I lied. 39 left.
39. All right. Off mic, Kurt told me that Ronan's, what was that again?
The divine favor. It only lasts for 10 rounds.
Yep. Yeah, divine.
Awesome.
Favor.
So I am two rounds into that.
Yeah. Just as a note, how many rounds left?
Eight.
And because of my level, it's +2/+2.
Right.
That's what we were discussing earlier, too.
Right. All right, well, let's pick up where we left off. We're in the middle of round two.
Just as a reminder, for the listener, it's been 2 weeks, so we may want to tell them what we're doing.
Recap.
Well, we're having an orgy at the
barbarians'
habitat.
I thought they were cannibals.
That's it. Cannibals' habitat.
Habitat? That's weird. It's like a controlled environment?
Yeah.
So
it's the reason why they're on our island.
At the lighthouse.
Habitat for cannabis? No.
There's a light in the window.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Some stuff happened.
So we are storming the lighthouse area. There's several different buildings. Looks like about four total buildings surrounding the lighthouse. And all of that surrounded by jungle, water on two sides. Currently, both Artemis and Ronan have circled around to the far side to save Jarwin, who we found tied up over there, while Nath, Tam, and Meta cause a distraction slash ambush from the direction we originally approached on the opposite side of the cannibal's habitat. We left off with about a round and a half of actions where Jarwin is now freed, is still in the building. Ronan has gotten out of the building. There's a obscuring mist between the ambushers slash distractors and the bad guys, and we don't really know what's going on with the bad guys.
And just so, you know, all you listeners know, I'm not a huge fan of the big recap. I figure if you aren't a current listener, why are you picking up at episode 31?
I'm mostly doing this because for them, it's 2 weeks between episodes. So if they listen to one episode.
I gotcha. I know. I'm just saying. Just messing with you. We
love you, listeners, even though Britt doesn't.
Yes, we care that you care.
You know, I love my players. I don't have to love everybody.
Sure you do. You're the GM.
So.
The benevolence.
So much for benevolence.
Back to what I was saying. Middle of round two. Meta.
So. Still haven't seen any bad guys come tearing out of the mist. Meta will continue to have her prepared action of when she sees a baddie come out of the mist, she will cast Bless. Uh-huh. And in the meantime, she's going to take a step back behind her loving Tam.
Loving? Whoa.
Kind of reach out, give her a little shoulder massage.
You got this, Tam.
Probably more like a butt grab. Aren't you short?
No, I'm medium size.
I thought you were like 4'5" or something.
And the myth every episode lives on. Yep. Yeah,
it's just because he's 4'5" in real life. Sorry, Pete.
No, he's at least 5 foot, isn't he?
I am over 5 foot.
Oh, okay.
Also, there's the whole family right at like 5'6".
It's great when we have family pictures and Jason's like 8 foot taller than the rest of us.
So Jason needs to be the one sitting in the front, is what you're saying.
My favorite was actually at Pete's wedding, because you had Pete's twin brother, his at-the-time girlfriend, now wife, and then the dad, and then Pete, and then his new wife, and then the mom, and then my wife, and they're all like right at 5'6", and then me at the end at 6'4". So it's just this nice even line, and then me fucking it up.
One of these things is not like the other. Some of these things are kind of the same.
The kid's dead. Okay. The robot chicken version of that.
So, no. Meta, that was your turn.
Yep.
You're right on the shore there with Tam.
Giving her a little shoulder massage.
Okay.
Got this, champ. You got this. What? They're coming. They're coming.
Prepping that stabbing arm.
Wow.
Maybe squirt the water bottle in Tam's mouth.
Caught me, Meta.
So,
dun.
Tam's going to take this turn and spit in her bucket. I don't know. No. It is Tam's turn, though.
Put that mouthpiece back in.
Move action, put the monkey away. Literally.
Right.
Standard action, prepare the same stab once I've got proper flanking. And the kind of the change there is I will wait for Nath to move.
Good save.
Into flanking before stabbing.
That's awesome.
Nath's going to have a complex by the time he leaves this island.
I'm going to wait for Nath to move. End. No flanking. If he gets into flanking, great. If not, I'm still a one of moving to stab.
Okay, I think I follow you there.
Nath moves. Tam stabs.
Gotcha. Yes. All right. So we're up to, or down to, or however you want to look at it. Nath!
Nath is holding...
with the same prepared action?
Correct. To move into flanking.
How would I know that?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes it what I call baddie's turn. And because of your... obscuring mist. You don't know what's going on.
That would be correct.
Yep.
It's really for the best.
So, that makes it the top of the round three with Artemis.
I will maintain my cover of Jarwin and say, hurry up, get over here before they all come down on us.
Copy that. Same prepared. Ronan.
Let's see.
Off all by yourself, farthest, almost to the west, skirting the jungle.
Using my climb speed.
Nope.
There, is that better?
Yes.
Using my climb speed.
And then you just went right back to where you were.
Move your mic up a little. Tilt you're it. Facing it away from you.
I will move to there.
That's too loud.
And then I'm going to cover with my bow. Should someone come into, you know, range, I would take a shot. A bad guy.
Okay.
obviously. Not part of our party.
So, prepared action, shoot, gotcha.
I didn't notice it before, but it is rather convenient that the three people on that end are all together in initiative.
It is kind of amazing how that worked, yeah. That would make it Jarwin's turn.
Jarwin has going to pick up the rope that Ronan attempted to hand to him, but decided, oh, wait, I'm leaving, and drop the rope on the floor. So Jarwin's first action will be to pick up the rope.
You did that last time. Rope is in hand.
Yep.
Did I?
Yeah, because you made a deal out of it then, too.
Okay, my mistake. I'm gonna talk back a little bit on that.
Hey, Jarwin.
Yeah, GM.
Here, have some rope.
Hey, I have rope. I am going to then try to jump over the vegetable drink as far as I can.
Did you want to tie the rope off and then...
Oh, yeah, I was going to tie the rope off on the peg first. Sorry, thank you for reminding me.
I thought you were going to Tarzan it.
No, I'm going to tie the rope off on my stake. And
that'd be full-blown George of the Jungle, right into the wall. Yeah,
right into the V8 beverage.
Breet.
I'm going to... Do you want me to do a CMB check or anything, or disable device to tie the rope, or just fucking do it?
Are you actually tying the rope to the stake like we talked about last step?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a cinch.
Why don't you give me an escape artist?
Oh, that's a good one. 28.
Okay. You think that is secure.
And then that will be my first action. My second action is I'm going to begin attempting to tightrope walk across. Should I do that? Tightrope? What do you guys think?
Obstacle course.
Tightrope style?
Your choice.
How high is this off the ground then? Probably about a foot.
You know, that's what I was just thinking. Ronan, where exactly did you tie it off on the other
end? Ronan didn't tie it. Artemis did.
Oh, Artemis tied it. Okay.
I taught it about chest high chest high, so that way he would have plenty of slack, and also he would be up over the pit.
Okay, so there's a bit of a sag in this rope?
Unless he ties it off tightly with
a
cinch.
I'm going to try to tie it off tightly with a cinch.
Okay. There is... you're at the same elevation. Okay, yes. So really... what we're looking at is a pretty parallel line, other than whatever sag you might leave in it.
Yeah, I'll try not to, and with my 28, I think that's pretty good.
Correct. So you want it as taut as possible.
Yes.
Okay. So you do have a tightrope if you wish to employ it.
Absolutely.
One way or the other.
I would like to attempt a tightrope walk, because why the fuck not?
Nobody does that anymore, right?
Yeah, I know, right?
That'd be acrobatics, wouldn't it?
Yep. Here we go.
Now, here's the thing, I wonder.
Oh, go ahead.
Because I haven't looked at acrobatics in like forever. What does it say about tightrope walking?
It says if Neil attempts to do so, the DC is 5.
I don't even know if that's in there, to be honest.
Oh, I'm sure it probably is. Because
acrobatics is pretty, you know.
And they got a lot of stuff about narrow ledges and stuff, too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, less than 2 inches wide? Base acrobatics DC is 20, and then there could be conditional modifiers depending on usually wind you know, rain, stuff like that, ice. But
in this particular scenario, we don't have any of that. So basically what we're looking at is a DC 20. Is that the way I understand it?
Yeah, unless you want to modify it.
And then how far can he move? Is it like half speed?
Probably quarter speed.
In this way, you move at half speed.
Oh, wow. That's much more better.
Let's put a little bit of daring on this.
I was thinking more like circus music, but that works too.
Right? You know what, you guys? I'm going to sidetrack us just for a freaking minute here. I was, you know, I'm kind of like Jason at this point now. Even though I perform on one, you've heard of it, Shield Bash. I didn't used to listen to very many podcasts. And here recently, I've become more and more interested in history podcasts. And here recently I was listening to one where there was this guy back in the 18 whatevers, and he was doing this tightrope business, and I don't remember exactly where, but it was a big span, right? And this guy gets halfway across, he sits down, pulls out a bottle of wine, pops the cork, pours it into a glass, drinks the whole bottle, and then continues the rest of the way.
I've seen a picture of that. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember the specifics.
So the question is, Jarwin, are you thirsty?
I'm not going to do that.
All right, just had to ask.
One reason, I don't have a bottle of wine or a glass.
Right.
The other reason is I don't want to fall into the V8 drink.
Yeah.
With the bones of blood and the dust and the mud and the roar of the Sunday crowd.
Yes. It's pretty nasty.
Nice pull.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, don't want to do that. So, you're DC. Go ahead.
What's your DC of 20?
What'd you roll?
I've got a 22.
Whew. I knew you could do it.
Barely.
Totally knew you could do it.
Yeah.
But you're moving half speed, right?
Yep. And I have one single move, so that's going to be 15. If you would kindly move me 15 feet across the V8 drink, that would be great.
So you're roughly halfway
across. Thank you, Meta.
Let's do this again next round, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Meta, what you want to do?
I'm going to jump in here real quick for his DC thing. Sure. Failure by 5 or more means he falls.
Copy that. Thank you.
Luckily, I can't do that, so we're in luck there.
If he fails but not by 5 or more, he just doesn't get to move. He wastes
he stays where he's at.
The action.
He's like he's trying to regain his balance.
Yep.
Gotcha. Meta.
Tam, they're not coming. Hold on. I might be able to help.
Hey!
Don't do this game. Oh,
hey,
okay.
Guys!
All right. I think we got them now.
Well, I was just going to say if they don't come, the others will get back around here, and then we can just leave, but...
Was that a Mr. Towley voice impression?
No, it was trying to scream with Meta's voice and hurting myself in the process.
Oh, okay.
And then I will have my same prepared action of the bless.
Copy that. That will make it Miss Tam's turn.
Same.
Gotcha. Neff?
Same.
Gotcha.
This is a riveting combat.
Fucking riveting.
Riveting. 2 rounds in a row of the exact same things.
Just say.
Don't worry. We know you are all listening very carefully for the action that is to come.
Good.
Hey, I did a shoulder rub. That was action.
Lower.
You're just going to turn around and it's just going to be the skin there.
Oh, God. I'm not sure what would be worse, just the skin or just the not skin. What would be worse?
I feel like you would probably know if it was the not skin.
Yeah, all the muscles and tendons and mammary glands everywhere. Jesus.
I have a sneaking suspicion that there would also be a wet sensation to the shoulder rub.
Blood.
Moist.
He means blood.
Moist. Red and moisty.
So, stuff happens, and then we're back at the top. What round are we? 3, 4?
Three.
No.
This is four.
Artemis.
Do I see anyone that is not in our party?
Nope.
Then I shall wait for someone to come out that I could shoot. And I will also look at Jarwin and make these faces like, ooh, careful, stop, watch out. Because I'm like really engrossed that he's actually doing this. This is amazing.
So, can you do those faces again so Will can take pictures for the YouTube?
Why, sure.
I feel your commitment. So, anything else, Artemis?
Not unless somebody can shoot.
Okay. No 5 foot, no nothing else? Just making sure.
I got a pretty good line, I think,
You don't want to grab a hold of that rope and
shake it really hard?
Wriggle it.
Nah. Just turns and cuts it.
No, I actually like Jarwin.
So far?
Yeah.
Everybody's so forgiving of the fact that you just wandered off on us.
I know. It's a little perplexing, but I'm enjoying it.
I don't think he really wandered off. I think they grabbed him. He was last in line behind me. And the last thing I remember is he was talking to me, and then he stopped talking, and somebody else started talking. And I turned around, and he was gone.
Mm. So what you're saying is we should blame you for not telling us.
Well no. I mean, should have screamed like a little girl so we would know that he was missing.
Yeah.
Woo!
You know, like a
help! Help me! Wait a minute! Hey, don't help me!
Hey, so that would make it Ronan's turn, and the Wayward Frog. What do you want to do now?
I will continue to cover Jarwin's escape.
Okay.
Just to clarify, we've had 4 people in a row do the same thing.
Isn't it awesome?
5.
Oh, sorry, 5.
It's working so well. Why change now?
I thought about getting you out some weapons, but since you're a songbird,
It's fine.
Kill them with your voice.
Okay, so...
I can't do that yet.
Getting a little redundant. Jarwin, let's see how far you make it.
All right, here we go. Come on, dice. Uh-oh. I made no progress on my first one. That was a 16. Oh, we're got a 26 now. For my second move.
So the way I picture it, you kind of almost stumbled there for a minute.
Kind of weeble wobble for a second, and
the
then
rope
I
got shaky
myself.
Underneath you.
Yeah,
and then cut yourself, and then you quick stepped it across.
Yes.
So maybe Artemis actually did mess with the line.
Yeah.
I would like to think that Artemis reached out and steadied the rope, and then he jumped across.
Sure.
The word "steady" in quotes.
It's your story. tell it how you want.
Yeah.
Well, the frog wasn't watching. So.
Hey, thanks for the rope, man. Good to see you again.
So,
welcome. I'm glad you made it across there without dying horribly in the pit of blood and mud and dust and all that stuff. Yeah. Nobody would have been roaring, though, because, I mean, there's no crowd, just us.
Well,
me and the
there
frog.
Was supposed to be combat, but apparently it hasn't happened yet, so that's what I was going for
with
the Sunday crowd comment.
Yeah, I got it. All right. Cool.
But,
glad you're here.
Good to see you again. Thanks for the rope.
Okay, you want a dagger? Up.
Yeah, sure. I'll take a dagger.
I'll give him a dagger.
It is Meta's turn.
I have a dagger.
So what we failed to realize is these cannibals have a phobia of mist and...
No, it was Tam's amazing impersonation of the captain.
That must be
She's very intimidating.
I think it was the monkey sucking.
With the monkey
myself.
On your shoulder? Yeah.
Probably the monkey part.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
It's an exsanguinated monkey.
So Meta?
That's a good word. I like it.
More of the same? Just like everybody else?
No, Meta is going to be a dick here.
Okay.
And change her prepared action.
Oh my god.
Nuh-uh!
Yeah.
What are you
going to
do?
She is going to instead cast Cause Fear on the first enemy that she sees.
Nice.
Okay. Copy that. You know your DC off the top of your head?
I got it written
Get
down.
Ready. Okay.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tam?
Same prepared action.
Copy that. Nap?
Same thing.
Copy that. And that makes it me. So then we're going to say, stuff happens, stuff happens. You can't see shit because you're obscuring mist. And we're at the top of round 5 with Artemis.
I already handed him the dagger, so I still have my bow out. I'll look back at Ronan and do a head nod back to the east. I will start making my way back stealthily towards our friends.
Might want to wake Ronan up first. He's over there snoring.
Smack him around.
So do you want me to make a roll now, or you want to...
Go ahead. Yeah, give me one roll, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, that's 35.
That's a good one.
I disappeared.
I think you might be invisible at this point.
Moving on the ethereal plane.
Yeah. That would make it Ronan's turn.
I would follow Artemis.
You would, but will you?
Stealthily. With a 24.
24. Sounds pretty smooth.
And then Jarwin just starts singing.
Now
it is his turn next.
Alive. Yes.
You can tell by the way I walk.
That I'm a ladies' man?
No time to talk.
You're in difficult terrain. Remember that.
The frog doesn't have it, though, because he's doing his climbing, jumpy bit.
Okay. Copy that. All right. Jarwin, is that your move already?
Jarwin has not gone yet. Jarwin is going to follow them and attempt to also be stealthy-like.
Okay.
Is Kurt Ronan doing stealthy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just wasted a nat 20. Why'd I do that?
All right. You think you're doing pretty good.
It's going to be a 32.
You think you're doing awesome, and you're probably right. that would make it Meta's turn.
That it would. So that DC wasn't going to be needed then, huh?
Apparently not yet. Still same prepared?
Jason, your plan worked a little too well.
I mean, it's working.
Ish.
We cause a distraction. They have not seen any enemies.
Correct.
That is quite true.
And we're safe, as far as we know.
No news is good news.
Meta will 5-foot step back onto the road, and prepare to cast Cause Fear on the first enemy she sees.
Cause Fear. Copy that. That would make it Tam's turn.
Tam is going to have the same prepared action, but she's also going to just listen, because if they're charging at us, we should be able to hear them.
Sure. Give me a perception check.
16.
You hear nothing but your jungle sounds. Listen, audience, you can hear them now. Anything else?
No, same prepared.
Copy that. Hey, that was pretty good. That would make a Nath's turn.
Nice job, Kurt.
Nath is going to continue with the current course of action he is.
So still planning on flanking in surprise.
That is the plan.
Copy that.
Oh, and 35 rounds of miss left.
Just 35? Okay.
Good to know.
And stuff happens. You can't see it because of the obscuring mist. Boy, this is really repetitive. That would make it top of round 6?
6.
Yes.
All I gotta say is, if these guys are coming after us, they are slow as fuck.
Uh-huh. They're probably all coming. I assume this is, I'm gonna go get everybody first.
Muster the troops!
Well, I imagine they'd probably have to yell for that, and that many people running. I'm sure we would hear that.
You would hope.
I've lost all hope.
That's so sad. I heard she was cute. I'm sorry, Artemis?
Yes, I will keep slinking ahead. So another roll, I suppose?
Yep, go ahead. Well, no.
Not yet. All right.
Good. We'll do three. We did one, two at the next building, and then three back to meet up with the rest of the group.
And I am done.
Okay. Then Ronan, more moving?
Yeah.
More shaking?
And what is your movement speed, and you do not take a difficult terrain penalty?
20, right?
I've got a climb speed of 20.
Yeah.
Get out of my way, hairless monkey.
I would not say such things.
And Ronan takes the lead by, what, 20? 25?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That makes it Jarwin.
Jarwin's going to double move up, still being stealthily-like.
Okay. Did you give me a roll?
I did earlier to you.
Okay. No, yeah, that's fine. I said once we got to the second building.
And then I'm going to continue chatting quietly when I walk past the guys. I say, hey, it's really good to see you guys again. I thought I was going to die.
I thought it was a goner. Cool. Meta, any chance you want to dismiss your stupid fog?
I actually can't.
Yeah. It's not a dismissible spell.
Oh. Okay.
That's so, awesome. Meta's going to draw a wand and step back up behind Tam.
You got this, girl. You got this.
Right. You're coming out any second now. Any second.
And just because, she'll go ahead and take a knee as a free action.
Take a knee? Really?
It increases my AC against ranged attacks.
Oh, I thought you were pulling a Kaepernick or something, man. All right. Anything else?
No.
Free speech. No? Okay. Tam?
Tam gets a little excited about the thought of Meta kneeling behind her with a magic wand.
Boy, I'm glad I wasn't taking a drink.
I knew that was coming.
But manages to stay maintained and keeps the same prepared action, listening very intently.
That would make it round six, Mr. Nath.
Nath's like looking out of the forest at Tam like,
Dude.
Can you let us talk out of turn before?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, Nath, it's not that big of a deal. I somehow get the feeling that the others are probably already freed Jarwin. They're on their way back. If they get back around here, we can just leave.
Who knew their deepest fears were missed?
Hang on a second. I'm going to do something.
They're afraid of the captain.
And imitating animal sounds that are native to the jungle. Don't forget that part.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games.
We got people that make bird sounds and scare people away.
With your speech, they hadn't heard anything yet. But now, stuff happens.
Thank God.
All right.
Yeah, I was getting bored myself.
Were they sitting there with prepared actions as well?
Well, what do you think?
Well, it took 40 seconds, give or take.
I would have thought my screaming would have...
Yep.
You're saying prepared, Nath?
Oh, you only have to 5 foot step now.
Well, hold on a sec. We got a lot of prepared actions.
You got to go in initiative order, so prepared action for Meta would be first.
Let me get this legal. Hang on.
Legal schmeagle.
Okay. So, all of a sudden, out of the mist...
Gorillas.
No. You see two cannibals on the trail, javelins in hand, and they shoot at Tam, and they shoot at Meta. Let's see what happens.
Do they? Or do we get our prepared
actions? Prepared actions will go off first.
Prepared actions will go off. I'm just telling you what they're going to do.
Meta.
Well, I'm hoping they die before that happens.
Well, let's find out. So
Which one comes out first, 8 or 9?
Let's see. Nas' turn was this turn. Free action was speaking. That's what drew their attention.
Yep.
They weren't paying attention to you because they really didn't care. They thought you were gone at this point, and then all of a sudden somebody said something. It was Tam. And so let's take it from in order of initiative. Meta's prepared action would go off first.
Which one's the first one to step out?
Number 9.
Will save.
Okay. Hey, Will, save me.
I cannot. I shan't even.
22.
All right, so you are shaken for one round.
Jesus, what was that again?
Cause fear. If you'd failed, you would have been feared for 1d4 rounds.
Okay,
plus
so
one.
Instead, it
so
rolls.
Instead, you're just shaken for one.
Gotcha.
Shaken, but not dead.
Right. The way I prefer it. Shaken. Take a -2 penalty on attack rolls, saving throws, and skill checks and ability checks. Well, let's enjoy that, shall we? Then Tam's prepared action will go off.
Tam's prepared action is to wait for Jarwin to move. It's to wait for Nath to move.
Still not Jarwin.
Wow, dude.
It is currently Nath's turn, I believe.
Okay, so we're going to hold on Tam's prepared action. So then it would be Nath's prepared action.
my prepared action or my turn?
Your prepared action first.
Prepared action is what we're doing right now.
Okay.
I just decided we're taking it in order of initiative.
I think he's mostly talking because...
They had a prepared action, apparently, to run through if they heard something, and they did, so they did that. So is it my turn, or am I taking
your
my
prepared action first?
Your prepared action goes off now.
Okay.
Which was?
To move behind them when they ran through.
Uh-huh. To secure flanking.
Okay.
And you're in the fog. They are not.
Correct.
Copy that.
So he can see them, but they cannot see him.
Okay, so then the rest of my turn goes off now.
No.
Then my prepared action goes off.
Yeah.
That's you three, and you three are here. What am I missing?
My prepared action was after he moved, I moved.
Oh, that's right.
Attack.
Go back to Tam.
Yes.
Okay, so Tam's goes off.
We've worked a network of prepared actions.
For five rounds, and they're finally
going off. I got a little lost in the mesh.
Yeah, well. So Tam does her 5-foot step and stabs. She does not get to flanking,
okay,
but is close to it.
Okay.
And that's a 19 to hit.
19, you say?
Yes.
And is that verse 8 or 9?
8.
Thank you for the clarification. 18 is a hit.
Only 7 damage.
7
yes.
damage. Okay. So now I got to think. They weren't expecting that.
So now the rest of their prepared actions would go off if they had them.
They had them, but they were with ranged.
Yeah.
So.
I was just clarifying.
Well, that would have to be the limit of their prepared actions.
Yeah.
And so now it's Nat's turn.
If they had further move that they were going, because your prepared actions would actually go off when they are seen, right? So then if they had more move, they would finish
their
move.
No, that's fair.
They were at the end of their first move increment.
Okay. Then that would be it for prepared action, if that's what they were doing. Unless they were charging, right? They couldn't charge because of the mist.
Correct.
Okay, here's what they were doing. Just so everybody knows. Once they heard something they really couldn't understand but were interested in, they were going to run. Well, they weren't going to run, but they were going to move to the edge of the mist because they know where the trail is. And they were going to either throw or stab. Or I should say slash. They've got a javelin in one hand, a broken scimitar in the other. So, they make it out of the mist, they see what's going on, your prepared actions go off.
Yes.
So.
So, our question is, was that their prepared action, or just what they were going to do on their turns?
Well, this was their turn.
Okay, that's what we were clarifying.
You guys
happened,
were doing prepared.
What happened to his turn?
Yeah, Nath didn't get his turn yet. He just had his prepared action.
Because we were talking, and
well, wait a minute. I was on my turn.
Yeah, but that's...
Nath didn't get a turn.
He declared.
I was gesturing to Tam on my turn, and then she spoke, and then they ran through.
So, okay. And that was it, right?
Well, they ran through as we were still speaking, I'd assume.
That's right. Meta actually set this mess off. Okay, so, Nath, you go ahead. If you want to attack, you attack.
Since we're right here.
Do it!
I'd take a stunning strike at number 8.
I kind of want to just see if you're still shadow boxing.
You can 5-foot step into flanking.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, can I 5-foot step after I attack? Between attacks?
Yes.
Yes.
Your whole prepared action was to...
Just move.
Get into flanking.
Yeah.
Correct.
And he tried to do that. It just didn't quite work out because they were too far away from Tam.
Right. Correct. Okay, but you're still in the mist and they're not. So does that not give him 20% miss chance?
He would still have it because he's in the mist.
Right.
Because they're not in the mist, they wouldn't have it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you get it. You get your attack, but you get a 20% miss chance.
Okay.
Just because you're in the obscuring mist.
Right? Because he's still in it.
Does that sound legal to everybody?
Or is it the other way around?
I think it's backwards because he is on the edge of the mist. Yeah. They are outside the mist, so he can attack them with impunity. But if they attack him,
they would have the
they would have the 20% miss chance. You guys got it switched around.
I say things backwards often. Dyslexia is a motherfucker.
I like that one better.
You don't need any help.
You know what, Mark? Thank you. You're probably correct, sir.
Okay. So I will stunning fist number 9.
Number 9.
First.
Okay. Shadow boxer. Jinx.
You didn't have to roll a 9. It was number 9.
So that is... It has been a while, guys. I don't know what my modifiers are anymore.
Plus 16.
Plus yeah, that sounds 7. Right. I'll go with that.
If you're not flurrying, it should be plus 7, right?
No, it's plus 5, looks like.
Well, you probably are doing a flurry, right?
Yeah,
I am going to do a flurry.
So it would be plus 5, so it'd be 14.
So, yeah, it's 14 to hit that one.
All right, who farted?
14 on number 9.
On number 9.
That's a hit.
I love it.
Unless these guys are different than the normal, the Thrunfane cannibals are very easy to hit. I think they're AC 12.
Nice.
Well,
crap for damage.
What
so
you don't know is what you don't know.
Two points of damage, and I need a...
2 points. Fort. Will save.
Fort save.
Fart save.
Correct,
who farted, damn it?
It's just a mist. It's just a mist.
You fuckers.
Number 9 gets an 18.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Was it 2 damage, you say?
Yup.
Correct. Yes, got 2 damage. I will... I'm going to try that one more time with the...
okay.
With number 9.
Do it!
That's definitely going to hit. Yeah, so that's a non-natural 20 and 8 points of damage. Same thing with the Stunning Fist, so...
So you need another fort?
Yep.
Okay. Four. And again, I'm sorry, was it 9 still or the other guy?
9.
9, yeah.
He just got the same thing on his fort save.
Hilarious.
Balls.
No soup for you. But your damage was what?
8 points.
Yikes.
Then good I job. Will... I'm going to 5-foot step.
Okay.
Behind 8 and flanking with Tam and take the third attack. This is not a Stunning Fist.
3 attacks?
Spend a key point.
No, he doesn't need to. He's a monk.
Oh, you have 3 attacks now?
Well, it's regular attack, offhand attack, and flurry, right?
If flurry... Do you have flurry checked on your box?
I correct do.
Then it should list all of your attacks in the flurry shot.
It lists 3 of them.
Yeah, then you would have your third shot.
Okay, and you did only take 5-foot?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
That is a 17 to hit.
Yep.
With the big old 2 damage.
No fortitude save this time, right?
I think you need to retire that D8.
I agree. No fort save this time, and I'm going to go into crane stance as that ends.
But that was the same guy, right?
No, that was 8.
That's 8.
That was 8.
Switch
okay.
to 8.
Copy that. So, do I go to attack now?
Yes. Now, it is your turn.
Oh, good.
So they can complete their move if it is not their full move yet. And then you can do your standard action, swift actions, free actions, and shit. Just to clarify.
Okay. So, number 8 and 9 are both surprised because they thought they came through the mist with no challenges. All of a sudden, Jesus Christ, Pete. You sure you didn't cast Stinking Cloud? Never mind.
Kurt, light some incense.
Oh my god, it now
burns! They're concerned about this threat from behind.
Literally.
So, wow. They are coming after Mr. Nath at this point.
20% miss chance.
Yes, sir. Should I roll that first?
Doesn't matter.
You know what? I'm going to lessen my disappointment.
And roll them at the same time.
Roll that, okay? That sucks. It was a 20 fucking 1. 63. So that one should be good, right?
Both of them are.
Yeah, both of them are.
It'd be one to 20.
Okay. Right. Well, so the first one didn't suck. It was just really close.
Yeah.
The first attack, Nath is going to try to deflect.
Give me a freaking fumble card, will you?
You don't need to know he fumbled, but you burned it.
That's okay. I burned it. I have to say it before he attacks, though.
Yep.
Okay.
You can't take a 5-foot step on your next turn, just so you know.
I think that's a different thing.
Is it?
Yeah. You're
thinking of Sidewinder.
You are dazed for 1 round.
Nice. Which one is that?
Right.
Style?
And which
snake
one?
Snake Style's the first one. Sidewinder, I think, is the one that doesn't allow you to take a...
I'm sorry, I forgot to notate. Which one was shaken, guys? Can you help me remember?
8.
No. 9.
9.
Sorry, I misremembered. 9.
I was trying to stack debuffs.
Okay. So 8 is shaken, or 8 is dazed now. 9 is shaken.
Nice. Yep.
Dazed. You are unable to act normally. You take no actions, but have no penalty to AC. Cards coming around.
Thank you. So, story-wise, what happened to me? I trip on my own
penis.
I was
turns
thinking
too
of...
fast, and Nath punches the haft of the javelin back into his face.
Right. Okay. That sucks. But my second one, 9, who is shaken. That'd be a 16 altogether. It's not going to hit you, is it?
No.
Okay. Boy, all of that for nothing. Artemis!
I was flat-footed.
Top of round, where are we at, 7?
7.
Yes. So do I need to make a stealth roll on this one, or just move?
Oh, let me see. Yeah, go ahead and make it this one.
All right.
All right. I'll see what I can see over here. Okay.
Is it 22?
That's pretty darn good.
And as I get up there around the corner, can I see anyone coming out of the door or looking out the door of V10?
Hang on just a second.
So if you guys haven't seen the video of the bird saying, what the fuck, please look it up because it is hilarious.
It is hilarious.
The one on the roof?
No, he's watching his owner, and he goes behind a blanket, he drops the blanket, and the owner's not there, and the bird goes, what the fuck? It's fucking fantastic.
I kind of like the one where the guy is doing that to his dog, and he drops the blanket and runs into the door frame. That is hilarious.
That's a good one, too.
Artemis, you had what for stealth?
A 22. And I asked if I saw anybody coming out that door or looking out the door of V10.
You did not.
Okay.
But... Now I'm trying to decide how I want to do this.
Meteors.
Meteor swarm's always awesome, but...
Gate. An elder Glablazu walks through.
No, I changed my mind. No, nope, that's not going to happen.
Unite.
Not going to happen.
Thank you.
So you're saying that was an option, though?
If that's an option against these guys, I think I'm just going to say, you know what, they win, I'm going to make a new character.
I'm going to take one of the logs, I'm going to hollow it out like a canoe, and I'm going to take my chances.
I'm really just trying to create some drama and make you wonder, what's in that building?
We were helping.
Yeah, you're good at that. So, Artemis, you're good. Ronan?
Okay, amidst all of this ruckus, has anyone raised an alarm that we hear?
We probably heard Meta screaming. But I don't think we heard anything else.
Off in the forest, you hear some parrot going, what the fuck?
So,
what the fuck?
So we haven't heard anybody raise an alarm from the cannibal side of things.
Nope.
Intelligence is their dump stat.
So is charisma and wisdom and strength, depending on what you're playing.
I'm just saying, it looks like we may have pulled a fully successful caper here.
Maybe. We don't know what's going on yet.
We've got a lot of room and another stealth check to get by.
Yeah.
Well, I still have two stealth checks to get by.
Hey. I want to jinx it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Apparently he wants a new character, so he's just going to jinx it.
If there's 50 cannibals, let them come.
Uh-huh.
I'm not cleaning it up.
I will continue to stealth around.
Good God.
With a 35 stealth.
35? All right. Anything else? You want to launch a fire rocket?
That was a double.
What?
It was a double move. I can't do anything
else. Okay. He's not rocket.
All right. Jarwin.
I am going to double move as well, and my stealth check is a 20.
Okay. Copy that. Carry on. I haven't done this yet, this episode or last, so I'm going to do it now.
Meta.
I'm going to use the bathroom.
Hey, thanks for sharing. Okay, Meta, what you want to do?
So, from her kneeling position... She is going to go and spit cold at 9.
9. Gotcha. Do I get a reflex, maybe?
No, it's a ranged touch attack. Elemental spit is what I'm doing, and it is a 12 versus her touch to hit.
Shit. That's exactly what you needed. What happens now?
Instant death.
Number 9 takes 2. Take it 2 cold damage.
Two cold damage.
And I put a tally on my thing saying I used a spit attack.
Oh.
He's got the sniffles.
Tally-ho! Just 2? No other effects?
No, it's just 2 damage right now.
Wow.
And I continue to kneel and I go, go get him, Tam!
Your biggest cheerleader, Tam. It's your turn.
Feeling inspired. And since 8 did not move before attacking or anything... Tamsil is flanking on him, and it's going to try and stab him.
Uh-huh.
And because I just knew this would happen, I rolled a 2.
Hey, at least it's not a 1.
Well, hold on a sec. I'm going to do some math here in my brain. That's 9. That's 11. Since I'm metagaming a bit, I'm going to use a metagame feat.
They have those?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few.
I've heard of meta magic feats.
Meta feats that let you do things that your character shouldn't be able to do because only the player would actually know.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are ridiculously powerful. This one's pretty good.
Inexplicable luck. I can add +4 to any d20 roll after the fact or +8 before. So...
How many times a day?
Once.
And what gives you that ability?
Inexplicable luck. A feat called... the name of the feat.
Oh, it's a feat?
Yes.
Okay, I missed that part. Go ahead.
And so with that, with 2, my normal is a +7 with flanking. That puts me at 15 to hit number 8.
Roll for
who's dazed.
Damage.
Dazed does nothing.
Yup. I miss the days of auto critical and auto sneak attack from 3.5 on things that are dazed and stunned.
Actually, PFS 2 has that.
Still not going to play.
17 damage.
17.
Yes.
Sneak attack damage.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Sneak attack plus 1d6 of frost damage.
Just wait till I get over there. It'll be way more fun.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Dead.
That's it. It's right there.
Dead.
Dunzo.
The dazed guy is now dead.
Deceased.
And then Tamil. Five.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. That was. Nope.
That was number 8.
Oh, he's still dead.
So I stabbed him earlier.
Just want to make sure I got my bookkeeping right, damn it.
So, looking back, Tam does little finger guns to meta. And then 5 foot steps over to be adjacent to 9.
Get a room, you two.
And potentially be available for flanking.
Okay. Positioning.
Yes, it's important.
And right. That will be bring us to our favorite Munkus Imperius.
Who is going to spinning kick 5 foot step over.
Spinning kick!
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Wow.
Whatcha?
Whatcha? That show was great.
That's a natural 20?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and a roll of 1 to confirm.
See, by the power of Chuck Norris.
Confirm.
No, but I'm pretty sure that's going to confirm with
definitely gonna confirm.
19 plus flanking.
Okay. Get yourself one of our fabulous cards, and let's see what happens.
So I'm still in snake stance, so piercing then?
It's piercing or bludgeoning. You get a pick.
No, piercing. Snake stance gives it piercing.
I thought it gave it also piercing.
No, it makes it piercing.
Oh, quit my bad. Thinking. Hey, let him read the card.
Hey, Neil.
No.
Shop!
Shop, Brett.
Let's ask Chuck Norris.
What's funny is if it was bludgeoning, it would have been normal damage and dazed for 1d4 rounds.
Wow.
But it's not. It's piercing, and it's cheek pierced. Normal damage and bleed for 1d4 rounds, and target gains 50% spell failure chance.
Wow.
Until healed.
Wow.
For verbal spells.
But still bleed for 1d4 rounds. Yeah. How much bleed?
Seems good. 1d4 bleed. No, it is 1d4 bleed and target. Oh, it doesn't have rounds on here.
That's even better.
That's even
wait,
better.
Wait. Do I get any upfront damage?
Yes.
Yes.
Normal damage first.
3 points of piercing damage.
And then bleed.
Yeah.
And then bleed on top of that, right?
3 points of bleed.
Nice.
And that is persistent every round.
Yes.
On his turn.
No save on that unless the save is listed, right?
Correct.
Okay.
There was no save listed.
Yeah.
And since he's standing there, now that he's apparently pierced, he needs to trim his toenails because that kick pierced this guy's cheek.
Gross.
Yeah, that is pretty disgusting. I hope you don't have foot fungus.
I'm assuming that's what the
do I have to roll a fort save now, or
he's like a velociraptor.
And he's going to finish this off with a punch to the spine.
I'm glad you continued that.
The natural 17 for 8 more points of damage.
I thought it was 1d4.
No.
That was the bleed.
Oh, this is the next attack.
This is the next attack, yeah.
Copy that.
He punched you in the face.
You said 8?
8 that time, yep.
He's dead.
8 falls over and stops moving.
But he's still breathing.
And bleeding.
Maybe paralyzed.
Definitely a broken orbital socket.
Definitely.
Definitely Wapner.
And a slashed cheek. Okay.
Sorry for talking a lot. When I take my meds, I sometimes get chatty.
Neil? Just fucking with you.
I did that on purpose. Waited till you were just about to start talking and then chimed in.
We'll take it out in post.
No, we won't.
No. We're leaving that shit in, yeah. Okay.
Who's next, GM?
Me.
Yeah.
Ish.
This is when the other 25 show up.
Well, that one dude bleeds.
Yeah.
And three continues to bleed. Yeah, so that was 9. He is still bleeding out on Nath's turn.
No, their turn, right?
Yeah, bleed damage happens on your turn.
Yeah, the beginning of your turn, bleed damage.
Okay, so does Nath roll it or do I?
No, it stays the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he rolled 3, so it's 3.
So it was another 3?
Another 3 then, okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What sucks about bleed is means stabilization, not an option.
Yep.
Yeah, go for that meta. Go ahead and try it.
I gotta actually
heal it before the bleed stops.
Yes.
Or do a heal check on it.
Or just let it die.
But why?
Because I'm for that one, that last option, the D word.
Right. So let me see here. I'm up, and those two have come through. Not much else is going to happen in this round, as far as you can tell.
Fooey.
Martimus?
Martimus Quinfig. he will continue to be stealthy and follow the frog.
Okay. Martimus is the alternate universe where he's a koala bear.
Is this round our third stealth check or the next round?
That's the last one. Last one. Last one.
Do I make it now or do I wait?
Go ahead. Enjoy yourself.
Here I go. Oh, that is a 30 for today.
Your stealth is better than mine. That's not fair.
Nice.
Well, I am nicely a rogue. Done. Hello.
I know.
I think Jarwin's is actually nicely better done. Than mine.
12?
Yeah. I'm only a 10.
Oh, it's just because my bardic performance is why it's so high.
And leading the way of that little pack over there.
Performance, you get a change.
Shut up, Neil.
Use performance.
What other things? Well, it lets you change it to...
You got to choose that one.
Yeah,
if that's one I got. You chose.
Yeah, that's one I got.
I normally choose one of either Intimidate or Diplomacy.
Yeah.
It's Nerdage by Neil.
Yes.
Can I go now?
No, it's my turn.
No, it's not. It's Ronan's turn.
Ronan.
Reading that little pack over there. Reading? Leading. Ronan. Leading that little pack over there.
What? Did you say little packer? What'd you say?
Pack over there.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate where your head's at, though, Mark.
Quit looking at that.
Too easy.
Last roll for your stealth over there, sure.
17.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, the 17 for those of you at home.
I heard him.
Yeah, well, you're in the same room as him.
Yeah, but my ears are covered, and I heard him on the phones. So I figured that's good enough. Ronan has moved. He's parallel with the furthest east building right now. Jarwin, what do you want to do?
Are we hearing combat yet from where we're at?
Give him perception.
Oh, nat 20. Waste of a freaking 20 again.
Yeah, you heard a bit of a ruckus over there.
I was going to say, since we're not currently in combat, probably not a lot of combat sounds.
Yeah. Last round you heard something.
And if I heard combat, I would stop being stealthy.
Okay.
Because I would want to get my ass over there.
Okay.
What about the rest of you?
Well, the rest of me will follow.
Yeah.
So you're going to go ass first?
Of course. That's the best way to do it.
That does really seem like something Jarwin would do.
Yeah, it is.
Screw you guys! So you're doing it wrong!
I do have to make a correction on my versatile performance. It is not stealth. It's acrobatics. I'm retarded.
I heard that about you.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean that R word, but I do some dumb things sometimes.
Bass backwards.
Yeah, I'm going to stop being stealthy and just fucking double move over there, bumbling and stumbling. I want to try to do an acrobatics to still move at full speed in the trees, if that's allowed.
We hear, not Jarwin.
Hey, our lizard's you back? Guys.
Jesus. No, Captain Junk. And that'll be my turn, so no stealth on that.
Baby.
Okay.
Junky.
That will bring us back to Miss Meta.
Meta will lay down and go, not bad, guys. Not bad.
So,
wow.
Let me know if you need me.
If kneeling was good, full prone, it's got to be even better, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Too easy.
Did you at least like go full defensive while laying down, or just helpless laying down because you're pretending to sleep?
Starfish.
Spread eagle.
What is the trail made out of? Is it like dirt, sand?
Dirt, sand, yeah.
Take a dirt angel.
Nice.
Good use of movement.
So, I do have a question on that.
Meta, our dirty angel.
If you do the skin sin first and you lay down your actual creature, do you make like a blood angel then? And then your skin, what does your skin do?
If I were to cast skin sin, the leftover parts of me would go unresponsive on the ground.
Oh, okay. Just so the skin would have to, your skin part would have to make the blood angel then, because your body is uncooperative.
Unless I then put my consciousness back into my body and left
the skin goes away.
The skin would just kind of flop to the ground.
This is an awful conversation.
That's why I'm having it.
What did I just listen to?
It's all going on.
Weird skin sin spell commentary.
So,
good lord.
That's Meta's turn.
Okay. Well, if Meta is entirely finished with her nap, Tam,
Tam is going to 5 foot step back over to 8, because 9 is still bleeding profusely, so step back over to 8, which is not technically on the board.
Uh-huh.
But full round action, stabity death.
Coup de grace.
Tam, don't.
Grass?
Gra.
Coup de gras.
Yeah, there's still a lot of
coup de grace.
And when Meta does that, she just kind of looks back at her and stabs him again.
Nice.
What was the emotion you meant to infer to Meta, just out of curiosity, with that look?
Apathy? Probably more exasperation. It's like, well, you're napping, I'm busy working.
Ah, gotcha.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Kind of thing.
No, it's not even that. It's more like, you know, if you had like a labor job, and then there's this, you know, one of your coworkers is sitting down while you're moving stuff, and they're just like, actually, you should, you know, be doing it this way, and you just look back at them like, shut the fuck up. Like, you're not doing anything. I'm working.
You can't talk about my mom like that.
Yeah, good job, Will. Got it in one.
What? Where did that come from?
He wanted to participate.
My mom does that every time we move a piece of furniture or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
She directs.
Yeah.
She's the one who... Okay. I thought you said
that
your mom...
That makes a lot more sense now.
I thought you were saying your mom is the one who just goes... You're helping your mom move furniture, and she just goes, you can't talk about my mom like that.
No.
Wow.
You're like getting throw stuff at her when she says that? Because that's probably what I would do.
No, we're busy carrying couches. Yep,
I would put the couch down, grab a pillow, and fucking throw it at her.
Pivot! No. She, quote, unquote, supervises, right?
Yes, exactly. She's a supervisor. All right.
Does your mom listen?
No.
Okay.
Let's hope
it.
She never does.
She never will.
What's your mom's name?
You don't need to know that.
It's
his mom's name is Mom.
It's Diana.
Hey. Is she hot?
Wow.
Dude. I know where you're going with this. No. No. That was not made for radio.
Wow.
Hey, with that being said, I'd like to say a special shout out to our buddy Clint.
And Russ.
Yeah. And Russ.
Oh, my.
Who's your mom? I'll dip her.
Is she hot?
I'd dip her.
True story, folks.
Well, is your mom's name Diana?
No.
Damn. Is it close?
Good times. Okay. No. So, Nath, did you want to do anything else?
Yeah, actually.
Or did you want to do anything?
Yeah. I would like to...
Or are you going
to
supervise, too?
Except talk mad shit about your mother?
Yeah.
Nath actually is...
Or the dipping thereof.
Now that combat has actually begun, he's interested to see if there are any more coming. How dense is the forest here?
The forest or the fog?
The forest.
Yeah. You are not in forest currently, sir.
I am aware.
Okay. But where the forest begins, which is about, diagonally, it's 5 feet away from you, it's very dense. It will cut your move rate in half. It's difficult terrain.
Can I see through it?
Not much.
Not much?
Okay. Not much. Not at all.
Well, then, in that case, Nath is going to reset position.
Okay.
He's going to ready for round two.
We're on, like, round 9. Yeah.
No, I think we're at 8, actually.
This is 8.
Round 2 of combat.
Oh,
actual combat.
Yeah.
This is all good combat, though.
He's talking boxing terms here.
Yeah.
He's just waiting when the enemies come out and a deep voice just goes, fight!
Yeah, exactly. He's waiting.
We
did the finish him thing twice.
Uh-huh.
He's waiting for round 3 because it was, you know, they have extra lives.
Right.
So
Sam
yeah.
has the worst fatality. Just stab, done.
He's going to use most of his movement to, actually not even most of his movement, to move over there and prepare an action to move into flanking.
So currently you are just position yourself into the forest, but not the fog.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, stuff happens that you don't know about, and that would be bring us back to the top of round, what'd we say, 8? Yes, we're at 8. Artemis, can you clear yourself of the jungle?
Well, I'm certainly going to try. I don't have to make a stealth check, correct?
No, you're done with those for now.
Can I do acrobatics to try to move at full speed?
Certainly. Well, this is the edge of a trail.
Oh, well, I will just move across the trail and try to catch up to my friends then. So I don't need to do any of that.
Yeah, where you're at right now, you are on a trail, and you could certainly re-enter the jungle area up there if you'd like. Hey, wait a minute. Something doesn't look right. Huh.
I mean, whoever drew this map was...
Must have been drinking.
I wasn't going to say it.
No, that's actually accurate.
So that was my first move. So now that I'm back in the jungle,
okay.
Can I catch up to these guys?
Yes. You catch up with your buddies?
I'll pass the frog, just because.
And now you're all deep. Well, you're all at the edge of a building and or deep in the jungle. Which way you go next, we'll definitely decide. That's two full moves, right, Ronan?
All right. Double move. So Ronan double moved out of the jungle and is currently standing next to where Meta is laying down.
Tam turns in surprise and lashes out without thinking.
So, was when I get to Meta, what do I see? Because I see Meta on the ground. What do I see Meta doing? Is she injured or is she just laying down on the job?
She's making blood angels or mud angels or dirt angels, whatever it was.
Yeah, dirt angels.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt and sand angels.
And you can see Tam. That's...
walk up to Meta. If you lost your mind.
Yeah, pretty much. You can also see Tam, who has just sufficiently ceased the existence of one of the cannibals.
So her blade is dripping with blood.
As far as you can tell, the ones lying next to it, Tam may have finished off. You can't even see Nath at this point. But yeah, that's your view. You see Tam and Meta and two dead cannibals, basically. Tam?
Tam wants a free action talk.
Ronan, good. Did you all get him? Is he free?
Mission accomplished.
All right, guys, we can go.
Okay. So that would make it Jarwin's turn.
Nath, grab the body.
Jarwin's going to move over there, and I don't know if he heard you say let's go, but I don't have my stuff.
We can come back for your stuff.
Evil GM.
Yeah, I don't have my stuff.
We can come back for that.
All right, if that's what you guys think.
No, hey, nice to see you. It's no. Just, hey, I don't got my shit.
We're in combat. Hey, guys.
Nowhere.
So we're not of initiative?
No, we're initiative, but you don't know that.
Okay. Well, I would say, hey, guys, nice to see you again. Clearly, you can see I have none of my stuff.
We've got a dagger.
Yeah, that's from Artemis.
To make sure, because this was not clarified last time, do you have your pants?
I'm actually not sure, because I never got an answer. He said I had none of my equipment, and, well, my pants are part of my equipment, so...
I imagine that Jarwin actually doesn't know if he has pants.
Look down.
I look down.
You have your pants.
Okay, I have my pants.
So we're fine.
Okay. I have pants.
Wasn't that hard, bro?
Hey, I just asked and I never got a verification, so I was just going with I might be naked, I might not be naked. We'll find out.
Space pants.
Which is more fun for you?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, look down again.
Okay. I see my penis.
My pants are covered with outer space.
Okay, I think with that, we can determine that Artemis catches up quickly.
Yeah.
Blimey, that jungle's thick.
Yeah, it was.
You hate to see too thick of a bush.
Better than no bush, though.
Since everyone's here,
I don't think so.
Meta would stand up.
Oh.
Yeah, there wasn't really much of a fight. Shall we? Shall we go?
Can we act out of initiative?
Hey, where's the snake boy?
Speak freely.
He's right there.
Oh, I see him.
Help us with the bodies, please. Let's get him out of here.
Okay.
What are you going to do with the bodies?
Hide them in the jungle.
Okay.
Let's rip their throats out like something ate them.
You got. I'm just asking because from my perspective, you got the jungle to your left, depending on which way you're standing.
You got the water.
You got the water to your right.
It's surf. They just wash back up.
Yeah.
I want these bodies to have. Tam's thought process is these bodies went into the mist and are gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they have disappeared.
So we're just going to carry them with us for a while and throw them down a ravine or something.
Pretty much. Yeah. We can throw them in the jungle, even like where they just won't immediately be found, because there's nothing scarier than the unknown.
Yeah, I agree with this.
And, the mist is going to ask for...
You guys get blood on you, I'll take care of it. So don't worry, we'll clean up.
Nath is probably covered in blood at this point.
I got a little dirt on my back. Can you clean that up for me?
Yeah, not sure. Now. Let's get the hell out of here.
All right, pick up the bodies, let's go.
All right, Nath grabs a body.
So we've done... as we run away, pretty much, you know, we've done our scouting.
Full withdrawal?
Yeah, we can hide these bodies, get a rest, and go back in and clear the place out and get Nath, Jarwin his stuff back.
Yep. Jesus.
We are now Narwin.
Maybe you guys should, I don't know, switch seats.
No, that'd just be even worse. I mentioned name tags, but nobody took me up on that. So
we are one. We are community minded. We are one. That's actually a trait I have, community minded, which is fantastic.
We're gonna issue headbands next episode, folks, so the players know who's who.
Mine's just gonna say not Jarwin.
Yeah. It'll be fun. So what do you say we wrap this one up?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
I hate rapping.
Good night, everybody. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Hasta. Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at Farmageddon137.com, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.